Welcome to today's teaching. I hope you had some time over the weekend to do something enjoyable just for yourself, or to carve out some time to delve into this month's bundle, take time to write in your soul journal or listen to some of the meditations that I created for you. But either way, I do hope that it was a nice weekend for you. As we move on with the teachings around intuition, I wanted to just touch off what I finished up with on Friday, which was a gentle exercise about tapping into other people's energies to see if you could get a read or use your intuitive voice on that. So I'd love to hear how you got on with that. And we're actually swiftly going to move on now. That was just like a little intro into really tuning into other people's energies, as I was saying. But now I want you to tune into your own energies. So you will need a pen and paper for this exercise. You can write this in your journal if you want, but this is a separate exercise to the one that I mentioned in your journal. So what I'd like you to do is to write down something that is maybe causing you a little bit of confusion. You might have a decision you want to make on something and you don't know which way to go on that. Maybe you're looking for guidance on a worry that you have around a situation at the moment or a difficulty that you're experiencing at the moment. Or maybe you're simply looking for the next steps on your path. You know, you're open to whatever, but you're just looking for guidance on that. So what I invite you to do is to get a piece of paper and write out what that is. And then reformat the statement that you've written down into a question. So for example, it could be, you know, I'm really confused about my job and I don't know what steps to make next. So you would change that into a question, which would be, what are the best steps for me in my career at this time? So you're reframing the statement that you're making into a question. And then what I'd invite you to do is to close your eyes down and to find a space in your body where you might feel calm. So it could be when you feel nice, calm energy. It could be in your chest, could be in your stomach, could be in your legs, your back, you know, your arms. And if you can place your hand on that part of your body, do. But if you can't, just even tune into that part and really feel into it when you close your eyes. And you're going to breathe in and out until you start to feel the body really relax. Now, for some people, you might do that really quickly. For others, you may find that your headspace is quite full. So it could take a few minutes and just go with it. You know, just go with it. If you're finding yourself agitated or irritated, you know, you can stop and come back to this at another time. And then you're going to simply ask the question that you've written down in your mind. And just pause for a moment and listen to what comes up. What are you hearing? Are your fears coming up? Are you hearing any guidance around it? Are you not hearing anything at all? Okay. And then you'll come out of that and you'll write down what you might have heard, even your fears or even any kind of chaos in the mind. Write down what you were experiencing. Okay, this is a very, very small first step in this path, okay? But what I'd like you to do around this is that we're trying to get you to tune into your voice. So some of you will hear it very clearly, some of you won't, and that's okay. Some of us, as I mentioned the other day, have great instincts and intuition about particular areas of our life that are more in flow. So you might have a work or career life that's thriving, so you use your intuitive voice very strongly in that. But then in your romantic relationships, you mightn't, or family relationships, or finance, or health. So you'll probably find those areas a little bit more challenging. But like I said, if you can't get any guidance, you know, just leave it. This is only a process that should take 5 or 10 minutes, ideally, because it's just quick tapping in. And if you can't do it, it's no problem. You don't beat yourself up. You just come back to it at another time when maybe you're feeling a little bit calmer. Perfect spaces as well to do this in is if you're having a bath, for example, Epsom salt bath, which I mentioned in your evening ritual. This is a wonderful time where the body's actually nearly floating and the water is cleansing. The salts are also quite releasing. You could really hear your voice in this time. Another really simple time is if you're out walking and there's no earphones in, no noise, and you're just really hearing your voice. Or it could be you're simply sitting at the edge of your bed or on the sofa in silence and having that space. Whatever works for you. But like Friday's teaching, where I asked you to do that simple practice, and this one today, please do let me know how you get on, because I love to hear the feedback and I love to hear if these things are working for you as well. So I look forward to connecting with you soon and have a really lovely day.